Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, daily business goodness delivered on the daily every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of Webinar Ninja, an independent software company I started with my co-founder back in 2014. And in today's episode, you will learn all about coaching via email. Many online coaches are transitioning to email. Yep, coaching their clients over email. In today's lesson, we're going to explore why this might be a good option for you, why people sign up for email coaching, and how you can implement a coaching program around email for you and your business. Many coaches don't understand that many of their clients are intimidated by video or in-person coaching because they see the coach as an expert, and email might be more comfortable for them to be honest and be able to communicate freely with the coach and ask questions as they need to. For both the student and the coach's side, email coaching is a great way to provide coaching in an asynchronous fashion, meaning people can send emails and you can reply to emails as the coach at the time that suits you. You don't have to meet at a certain time to do the coaching. And yes, we're talking about writing down your answers in an email. Many coaches, they also attach audio files or even videos. We're going to get into all the details in today's episode. I'm going to walk you through why you'd want to do this and how to implement it in your business. I'm going to actually show you an example and walk you through my own email coaching called Mission Control. I like to pull back the curtain and just share how I run my own products and services in my own business. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. So why would you want to offer email coaching? Here are the main reasons why this might be a good fit for your business. Number one, you want to serve many clients around the world. Time zones are really hard to synchronize, and maybe group coaching or even one-on-one coaching may not work for you all the time. Again, because it's asynchronous and you can reply at the time that works for you, this works really well. The other reason why you might want to offer is because you might have a busy schedule and you want to fit in a product like coaching into your schedule. And if you don't want to add more things to your calendar at a certain time, email coaching is a way to go. I know many, many business owners who run coaching programs via email, whether it's in fitness or in business, real estate, you name it. People need advice. People are unsure about how to move forward and need your help as the expert. Now, the advantages of email are actually quite unique. Let me illustrate some of these advantages with my own coaching program, Mission Control. If you go to 100mba.net and go up to the top and see the coaching tab, you'll see that I have a coaching program called Mission Control, and it's an email coaching program. This is one of my favorite things to do because I get to help people that listen to the podcast, people that have been following me for a while and are looking for direction and accountability. In my opinion, this model is actually the best of coaching without the wasting of time. You see, I've been a part of a lot of coaching programs, and you know what? The truth is, it's very time consuming. You have to consume a lot of content, videos, you got to go to meetings, you got to chat in Facebook groups, and there's barely time to implement what you're learning or being coached on. What email coaching does is it just helps people stay on track, gives them the advice they need, doesn't spend too much of the client's time because they need to focus on the actual implementation. The two big reasons why people need coaching is direction, so they know that they're going in the right direction in their life and business, and two, accountability. And email coaching provides both in a very lightweight manner. You see, when I email my clients every week, they reply back to me because they know I'm expecting a reply. When they reply to me, I reply to their questions. This back and forth builds in accountability to help people grow, to hold their feet to the fire. And with my own clients with the Mission Control program, I see week after week people actually doing the work, getting better, and seeing results in their business, seeing progress because they're being held accountable and they're implementing what they say they're going to do because they don't look bad in front of me when they reply back the next day. This allows them to save face and make sure that they actually show up the next email saying, I've done what I said I was going to do. So let me walk you through how you can set up your own email coaching program. Now, in my experience, email coaching needs to be a commitment. In my case, I have my clients commit for a year because within a year, they can see some major progress and I can really help them. I really can't help people if they're only committing for a few weeks. It's going to take more than that to see significant results, results you could be really proud of. So all my clients that sign up for my program, they sign up for a year. They pay for it in advance. And every week I email them and I ask them to answer four questions. The first question is, what did you work on last week? The second question is, what are you going to work on this week? The third question is, did you fill in your mission control dashboard? A little bit more about that later. And the fourth question is, do you have anything else on your mind you need help with? This email goes out once a week, and the client, they'll reply to me answering these questions. I will then reply to their reply, answering their questions. And then come the end of next week, the cycle repeats itself for 52 weeks. It's pretty simple, but it's very powerful in its simplicity because the client gets asked specific questions about their specific challenges. And you as a coach can address those specific challenges, help them, point them in the right direction, give them the right resources. Now, I mentioned the Mission Control Dashboard. This is a dashboard that we've created for our program, which allows them to track their numbers, the goals that they set out for the year. This gets set up in the beginning of the Mission Control program. This is a dashboard that I also have access to, so I can see that they're actually making progress and that we need to fine-tune things as we go along. For the most part, most of my clients are doing a great job, and I don't really need to nudge them when it comes to that dashboard. It's more a way for them to see if their efforts are actually resulting in actual results, right? That the numbers are moving in the right direction. So we can make decisions based on facts and not on hunches. So every week, I reply to all my clients' emails in the program in a chunk of time I allot on my calendar. At the end of the year of coaching, we evaluate if we want to continue, if we want to accomplish more goals, or if they're good to go and no renewal is required. This is actually quite simple to set up, and you don't really need much. You need a simple website, a way to charge them, and with some simple buy buttons via Stripe or payment links, it's going to be simple for you to charge your customers for the coaching. Your job is to just deliver every single week and hold them accountable. Now, I know you're thinking, how much do I charge for this coaching? Well, for Mission Control, the program is $5,000 for the full year. In my opinion, one of the best bargains in town because I've paid 10 times as much for coaching in a year and gotten mediocre results. And it still was worth it because of the accountability, because of the direction. How much you charge is up to you. But remember, they're not paying for your correspondence via email. They're paying for the guidance and the accountability. And for many people, that's super, super valuable. And those are your clients. So charge accordingly. So as you can see, email coaching is actually a really viable option if you want to coach in an asynchronous fashion. Now, remember, you have different ways of replying. You can reply via a recorded video, or you can reply via recorded audio message. This is how I like to reply to many of my clients because it allows me to show my personality and get a lot done in a short period of time. I can speak faster than I can type. And of course, if I need to type something in the email, like a link or spell out a name of a book or something like that, I will include it. Remember, this is your program. You can modify, you can change it, you can customize it so it fits your needs and your skill set. And of course, to make sure that it actually gets your customers results. Thanks so much for listening to the $100 MBA show. If you're thinking about starting a coaching business, this is a good way to get started and help clients get results, especially if you have a busy schedule or even if this is a side gig, like a side hustle while you're in a day job. If you want to learn more about how to improve your business, then you need to subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you hit follow on your favorite podcast app, whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Stitcher Radio or on every single app. By doing so, you get access to over 2,200 business lessons in our back catalog. Go ahead and do that right now so you don't miss a beat and also get our next episodes automatically. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Like any coaching program, it's going to require some effort and concentration on your side. Some people prefer to do group coaching via video because it's a set time, they get it done, and it's all over. It's kind of a good way to kind of scale your coaching business. But I recognize the fact that some people don't like live teaching. It's not their skill set and prefer to think about things and reply via email. This is why this is a great option and one that you may want to consider for your own business. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode, Q&A Wednesday, where we answer a question from one of you, one of our listeners. Hope to see you then. Take care.